Someone give Jesus a big clap and a shout of praise. Very quickly this morning, by way of a charge, we want to look at marital harmony for revival. Marital harmony for revival. In the next 15 minutes or so, we trust God that God will just speak something briefly to us in the name of Jesus. Let's look at our anchor scripture that God's servant has been ministering from, as he instructed, Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2, and we're going to read verse 7. Joel 2, 7. They shall run like mighty men. Remember, these are the horsemen that he talked about yesterday, right? They shall do what? They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march everyone on his ways. And they shall not break their ranks. Look at verse 8. Neither shall one trust another. They shall walk everyone in his paths. And when they fall upon so we can stop there. They shall walk according to their paths. Praise the Lord. Want to look at the necessity of marital harmony, and then what are the keys to this marital harmonies for revival. Number one, revival begins with an individual. If we are talking about revival, revival begins with the individual. So the revival in the heart of an individual is a determinant of the revival that God can use him to bring to pass or actualize. And the next unit beyond the individual is the home of the individual, the marriage of the individual, then of course the ministry, and then the Bible talks about starting from your Jerusalem to your Judea and then to the uttermost parts of the earth. So it begins with you, and then it begins with your home, your wife and your children, and then it goes into your ministry assignment, and then your Jerusalem, your Judea, and to the utmost parts of the earth. Number two, the necessity of marital harmony in revival is because a dysfunctional cellular level of any organism will lead to destruction of that organism. Cancer is a cellular level destruction of the body, where cells multiply uncontrollably, destructively, as instituted by Satan the devil. A cell that is healthy is responsible for a healthy organ. And a healthy organ, when you have the organs that constitute a system, is essential for a healthy system. So for instance, a healthy cell in the heart is responsible for a healthy heart. A healthy heart, healthy arteries, healthy veins, and all that constitutes what you call the cardiovascular system. You have the urogenital system, you have the musculoskeletal system, but each of those systems has organs in them which are functioning well. Then you say the system is functioning well. But when you say the organ is functioning well, the cell has to function well. And the home is the cellular level of any minister, ministry, and revivalist. And so you must ensure that you have a functional cellular level of your life, which is your marriage. Number three, it says, that scripture we read says, none shall break their ranks. You see, beloved, in this end time army, that is an indomitable, indefatigable army, like God's servant has been preaching, this army is an army that must walk in unity. And the unity of the army begins with the unity at home. A man and his wife walking in unity is key to sparking the flames of revival that God can actualize through that servant of God. A family working in unity is key to sparking the power, the anointing that you need for your business to work, for the works of your hands to thrive. And so, every successful soldier in this army must maintain marital harmony and marital unity. What does What does Psalm 119 and in verse 67 say? Psalm 119 verse 67 says, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I have kept your word. If you go astray in terms of unity breaking down, it leads to the affliction of the home, the affliction of the ministry, and of course, invariably, the affliction of your revival agenda. When we talk about breaking ranks, if you are driving on an expressway, let's say a dual carriageway or a triple carriageway, like the airport road here now is like a triple carriageway. You have one lane here, another lane in the middle, another lane at the end. And then, of course, you have the side, you know, that there's an allowance at the side. Now, what do you see on the road? You see that the road is marked. There's this white marks. Most of them are reflective, even in the night. What is this? It is a guidepost. It's a guideline for you to know if I am driving on the middle lane, I should maintain my middle lane and drive on my middle lane. If you are driving on the express and you see somebody driving in front of you and he's shifting from lane to lane, lane to lane, what do you do? Number one, you either stay away from him, but the best option is look for how to overtake him and go your way. Beloved brothers and sisters, any minister, any man, any woman who is unable to maintain their ranks in their homes and maintain their peace in their homes, you are a candidate to be left behind so that you do not cause commotion on the war front, so you do not cause delays and accidents in the revival agenda of God. That shall not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. And so, you stay on your lane, you stay where you are, and you maintain your distance. You know, also in sports, you know, those when we did a little sports in secondary school, relay races, or, you know, a 100-meter dash, or whatever, you break the rule of the game if you leave your lane and start running on somebody's lane. It leads to accidents. It leads to calamity. You run into the person on his lane and you cause disaster. There is the need for us to maintain our lane in the journey of home, of the home, in the name of Jesus. Number four, the hierarchy. Hierarchy is vital in this journey of marital harmony. In the military, if I'm correct, they graduate 6 months interval, right? And each group that graduates, as soon as an officer is commissioned, he becomes a lieutenant. He's commissioned immediately. The person commissioned only 6 months after him has to salute him when he comes out. They don't joke with their hierarchy. They don't joke with their order. It's only in Christendom that people can look at a man of God that God has helped and be calling him Pali Pali, hey there, you know. And no. In the kingdom of God, the hierarchy is vital. And in the home, that hierarchy is vital. That is why in our days, movements by people, different groups of people, that men and women are equal. Yeah, we our brains, our body, everything is equal, but God still made us different. And then in the marriage setup, he doesn't recognize that there is a hierarchy. We'll look at that now as we move on to what are the keys. What are the keys? When a military a guy goes through NDA, the guy that he has been obeying and saluting and everything, the day they put that rank on him and he becomes an officer, the man, the RSM and all those people that trained them, what do? They turn around and they salute the young boy that they were just harassing a few minutes ago. Why? Because the hierarchy is vital to maintain order in any army. This army shall not fail in the name of Jesus Christ. What are the keys to walking on your path? What are the keys to maintaining your rank? Number one, know your rank. Know your rank. If you are in the army, you don't know your rank, then you don't know your rights. You don't know your rank, you also don't know how to function. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 23. Ephesians 5 23. Can we look at that? It says, for the husband is the head of the wife. Can we all read it together? This is from Bible. I'm not the one saying it. What does it say? For the husband is the head of the wife. How? Even as Christ is the head of the church and he is the savior of the body. God has used the church to make an analogy for us to understand the relationship that should happen in the home. Verse 24, what does verse 24 of that Ephesians 5 says? It says, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Did anybody get that? As the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. So, what is the rank of the man in the home? He is the head of the home. And what is the position of the woman? She is the head, she is to submit to the husband who is the head of the home. When you have this in place, it helps you to know your assignment. So, for instance, the wife is not the one to give husband direction. The head is the... Where's your head starting from? It starts from here, up, right? And what is here? Neck. So you could decide to say the woman is the neck down, or however you want to say it. The man is the head, sha. And where you have two heads, what do you have? You have a monster. So in every home, there is only one head from here up. The head carries, out of the five senses in the human body, the head carries four out of five. The other fifth one is still carried by the rest of the body, but it's still shared in the head. What are the sense organs? You remember it in primary school? The sense of sight, the sense of smell, the sense of hearing, the sense of taste, and then the sense of what? Touch. Now, you still have touch on the head, but you have it in the rest of the body. And so the head gives maximum direction to the body. That is why when a man decides to sit down like a chicken, I'm sorry, a man decides to sit down and lets his wife control him, say, now let's go here. Okay, now let's relocate to this place. Now let's change this job. Now let's do this. Let's do that. That is a home that might not be able to thrive the way it should. Yes, the woman can make suggestions. Husband, what do you think about this and this and this? But it's the man's responsibility to settle down in the presence of God. Father, what do you have us do? What is your direction? The man is the head. Let's understand this. It will save us a lot of issues that are challenges, especially in ministers' homes. Number two, know your role. When you employ somebody in an office, what do you do? In addition to his employment letter, in addition to his recruitment process, in addition to his orientation process and an induction process, you also give him his job description. Where you don't give a job description, the officer does not know what is required of him. And so if he does not do well, you cannot blame him because you did not train him. And if we know our job description, look at what Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25 says. We are moving now from verse 24. So husbands, love your wives. How? Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. That is the extent of the love of the man. A love so severe that if he had to give his life for his wife, then he would. Sir, please may I have 5 minutes more? Sir, thank you. When this finish, then you add 5 minutes. Thank you, sir. Now, Ephesians 5:25, you husbands love your wives, okay? That is the man's role. That's your job description. So it's your responsibility to find out what does it mean to love. God's servant has been preaching over us severally. There are messages that both him and I have preached. There are books written. Read those books. Read the Bible. Understudy what it takes to love a wife. Number two, what is the woman's role? Ephesians 5:22. Ephesians 5:22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. That's your responsibility. Submission. submission in everything. Submission. Prayerful submission, guided by God. You are not arguing back. You are not retaliating. You are not pressurizing. You are not putting that man under pressure. Some women have pressurized their husbands and moved them out into error. Pressurized the husbands and moved them into doing what is not right. Be in submission as unto the Lord according to scripture. So it's not that he told you, let's go and visit Herbalist. Then you said, they say we should submit and you follow him to Herbalist. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking of submission in the right ways of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number three, what is it? You know, let's look at what the Bible tells us in Ephesians, Exodus chapter 3 verse 8. When they needed to build, there is a need for skill. He says, verse 3, not 8. Okay, don't worry. Now, when they were to build the temple in the wilderness, what happened? They asked for skilled men to do the work. You must be skilled at what to do. What you know to do as a husband, know to do as a wife. Train yourself. Study around it. Read around it. When you talk about knowledge, what does it mean? You have an edge because of what you know. Knowledge. ICT, spell knowledge for us. Knowledge. Then, help me put a dash between the know and the edge. If you know well, you will have an edge. You can come to a point where they say, did this woman charm her husband? Why is he in such a relationship with this wife? Why? Because knowledge has been applied. You have an edge. This man, why is his wife just following him around like this? Super submissive. Knowledge is at work. It gives you an edge. Number three, play your role. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 29. Proverbs 22:29 says, seest thou a man diligent in his business? What shall happen with him? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. A home, a family unit that is functional and in order is a home that will stand prominently. Stand prominently. Exist in prominence. In the revival agenda, you stand before kings. You don't stand before mere men. Praise the Lord. Now number five, which is the final, refuse external influences. In that Ephesians where we read, it says, so shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. Essentially, you are expected to have a family unit that is a neat unit. It is one. You are together in harmony. External influences can include extended family. You don't have a problem with your wife, a disagreement, and you carry it and go and report to your mother. You don't carry it and go and report to somebody because they might not see the perspective of what the true picture is. And at the end of the day, it might negatively influence that home. I'm not saying you shouldn't seek counsel. Yeah, you do seek counsel, but it is essential that you learn to maintain your home. External influences can include men, can include women, can include friends. When a friend tells you things, oh yeah, why are you just doing mumu like that? Are you the only one that is a wife? I beg, if the man says this, you too say this. That's what some women advise their friends. Stay away from wrong influences. You are a pastor, and there are this sister or those sisters that are closer to you than your wife. There's challenge, oh. Yeah, you say, oh, no. There's no sexual involvement, but everything else happens. Who are you deceiving? Who are you deceiving? Or there are people, they come, they cook for you, they wash your clothes, they dress your office, they do everything, and you have a wife in the house. Why are you breaking your rank? Why do you want to be cast out of the revival agenda of God? What will that woman do for you that your wife cannot do for you? Ensure that you do not break your ranks. Let your harmony be intact. Let your unity be intact. There are some women that there are men that are closer to them than their husband. If you look at their call log or their text message log or their WhatsApp log, you will discover that there is this man that she chats with more than her husband. Where is it going to lead you to? How is that going to help your life and your destiny? A husband or a wife that is receiving a phone call is coming. He said, as the phone is ringing, he just picked the phone and runs out of the room. Where to? Why can't you answer that call in front of your wife? Why can't you answer that call in front of your husband? Because there's something amiss. Praise the Lord. Ensure that you maintain the path. You maintain your lane. Let me tell you something. If there was wrong foundation in your marital foundation, ask God for forgiveness. You and your wife, you and your husband, hold hands. Ask God for forgiveness and then forgive each other as well. Be careful. Ensure that you maintain absolute integrity in your home, in your marriage, and you shall not break your ranks. Please stand on your feet this morning as we talk to God. Give God praise this morning. Stand up on your feet as we talk to God. Ask God for his help. Ask God for grace. There are people that you are going to call when you get back home. Say, sister, this our relationship is not well defined. Let's just stay away for the sake of this revival. Hey, brother, this relationship is not well defined. Let's stay apart. Beloved, your wife doesn't want to suspect you. Ensure that you do not create a platform for suspicion. Your husband doesn't want to doubt you. Ensure you create a platform that does not allow for doubt. Lift up your voice and talk to God.
Hallelujah. The devil will do everything possible to deprive a man of his full potentials. What you are capable of becoming. That was what happened to Samson. He undermined David until the Philistines almost killed him. So it is very, very important. And especially as we approach the end of the age, these things will multiply. To temper with the force of your impact. How will it be when you arrive in eternity and they show you what you could have been versus what you did? This is what should have been. But for this and that reason, this is where you were able to reach. What was gained, what was profited. Man, you know when there was a problem in the Garden of Eden, it was the man that God spoke to first. Even though it was Eve that Satan engaged, it was Adam that God spoke to. Today, God will still speak to the head of the house concerning the matters of the home. So, man, take responsibility. Responsibility to be the head. A responsibility to make the followership enjoy your headship. Because when the head is not a good head, there may be rebellion from followership. Do you understand what I'm saying? There is a head that the wife will gladly submit to. She will die to follow. She will go anywhere. There is that kind of head. There is the other kind of head that the woman is only following because the Bible says we should. It's a struggle. It's a total, complete struggle. It's like that small boy that the father said, sit down. And the boy stood up in the car. He said, sit down, sit down, sit down. And then the boy sat down and eventually he said, Daddy, I am sitting down physically, but I'm standing up in my heart. I am only submitting now because you are bigger than me. Make it easy. Am I communicating? Wife, be available for your husband so that there is no challenge of alternatives. Husband, be available for your wife. There are women that are living in the same room with men that are strangers. Yes. There's no physical abuse, but there's emotional abuse. Where the woman feel as if, am I smelling? Am I stinky? Is something wrong with me? She feels a shadow of her life because of a man who is only there bodily, but is not there as a man. Not there in provision. Not there in man and woman relationship. Not there for nothing. There are so many people today who have maintained their stand because they are Christians. If they will follow what husband or wife do, they would have been lost since. This morning, I told her to talk on this morning because the Lord kept disturbing me since last night to talk to marriages, families. Would have ended this conference without talking on this. It was after the early will ICQ. I asked her. Oh yes. So I said, this should happen. You need to prepare something very quickly on this. Not to. And then based on what she's saying, I'm following it up. Am I communicating? If you don't like the man, why did you marry him? If you don't like the woman, why did you marry her? Why do you marry people to suffer them? To frustrate them? Women submit, but men take responsibility. Make submission easy. Make submission easy. Make followership easy. Let that woman not wish for another person. Let that man not wish for another person. I believe the Lord will help us. Next time you are coming here, please come with your wife if it is possible. So that we all hear things together. So we hear the things together. You say they are watching online, but there is a difference. When you and your wife are seated together or seated near you and you are hearing the same thing from the altar. Because if she's not here now, you are behaving as if and vice versa. But when the two of you are together hearing, everybody knows the arrow that belongs to. Everybody knows the arrow that belongs to each person. You heard and I heard and we are together here. You know your arrow, I know my arrow. But when only one person is here, you are behaving as if I am. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Lord will help us. We live in a world that is overwhelmed. Everything that will make you fail is happening around the world. Everything that will make you not to be all that you are meant to be and do is happening around. It's around you.
Now you make up your mind that by the help of God, it will work. Would you lift up your hands and your voice and ask for the mercy of God and the grace of God for it to work? Everything, Father, I ask you today, I ask for your help, I ask for your mercy. It will work. My family will work. My marriage will work. My destiny will work. My family will work. My marriage will work. My destiny will work. Open your mouth and speak to God. My family will work. My marriage will work. My destiny will work. My family will work. My marriage will work. My destiny will work. In the name of Jesus. Father, help me. Help me, Lord, and help me. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Be thou glorified in Jesus' name. Hold the hand of someone near you. Maybe you can hold it like in a straight line and say, Father, help the marital destiny of this one whose hand I am holding. And if there is someone near you, hold the help the family and marital destiny of this person I'm holding. There are those who might not be in a marriage setting. Whatever that prayer means to them, let it be. Go ahead. Father, help the destiny, family destiny, marital destiny, and ministerial destiny of this one whose hand I am holding. I ask for help. I ask for mercy. I ask for grace. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you, and thank you, Master. Be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Please.
You are coming back with your testimony.
We do believe that you have been blessed by this message. To place your order for audios and DVDs of our messages, please contact us +234 80 332 00320. +234 80 331 44509. +234 704 00 74930. Or visit our website at www.dunamisgospel.org. Remember, the devil is not in control. God is in control.
Child alone can stop it. Nobody can stop it. Nothing, nothing, nothing can stop it.